Congress may soon have its first debate in years about the legal cornerstone of America's military actions overseas. Yesterday, the Republican-led House Appropriations Committee approved an amendment calling for the repeal of the authorization for use of military force, which Presidents Bush, Obama, and Trump have used to justify military campaigns from Iraq to Syria. The vote was a surprising victory for the amendment's sponsor, Representative Barbara Lee, a Democrat from California, who's been a vocal opponent of the measure ever since it was introduced just 3 days after the 9/11 attacks. Representative Lee joins us now. And Congresswoman, were you surprised that your Republican colleagues voted with you on this?
You know, I was cautiously optimistic, and I'll tell you why. I have been working for many, many, many years trying to build bipartisan support for the repeal of the 2001 resolution, of course, which I was the only one who voted against because I knew that it was setting the legal foundation for perpetual war. I've tried in many ways, a freestanding bill, amendments to the defense authorization bill, prior amendments to defense appropriations. And so this has been a long and uphill battle, long process and uphill battle. But clearly, members are coming to this position. And so yesterday at the Appropriations Committee, what took place was we had a debate. And we talked about why, in fact, Congress was not doing its job, and we needed to fulfill our constitutional responsibilities by repealing this resolution and debating and coming up with another authorization, a debate at least, and vote one up or down for the new wars that this country is engaged in.
But what do you think got some of your Republican colleagues on that committee to finally side with you?
Well, I've been talking with them for many years, and I think it's more what members on both sides understand this to be, and they see additional troops, for example, about to be deployed into Afghanistan. And we have the Congressional Research Service do an unclassified report saying that this authorization has been used at least 37 times for non-related 9/11 events, drone attacks, wireless surveillance. And so we laid out the facts. I've presented the facts, and members have looked at the facts. And I believe that Republicans and Democrats are really beginning to conclude what I did 16 years ago, that it was a blank check. And again, I think, and members who spoke talked about the fact that our young men and women deserve the Congress to at least authorize what they're doing. And at this current moment, we are not.
Well, and I just want to read people a little bit from the AUMF. It says, quote, "The president is authorized to use all necessary and appropriate force against those nations, organizations, or persons he determines planned, authorized, committed, or aided the terrorist attacks that occurred on September 11, 2001, or harbored such organizations or persons in order to prevent any future acts of international terrorism against the United States by such nations, organizations, or persons." And you're saying that since 2001, this is just being used for any military action in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, or anywhere else?
It was used with regard to Libya. Those 60 words have been used even for non-military actions. And it's really very dangerous because you just read it, and thank you for reading those 60 words, because it's an overly broad authorization that provides a way to justify a legal foundation to continue to use force without coming to Congress. ISIS was nowhere around 9/11. ISIS,
right,
you know, emerged after Iraq. And so when you look at what has taken place since 2001, you know, this authorization has been used everywhere in the world, and it really should be repealed. We've come one step closer to repealing it after yesterday's vote, but you know, we've got to continue to make sure that the Republican leadership plays close attention to this vote and not try to stop the will of the House and the will of the American people.
Now, the chairwoman of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, Texas Republican Kay Granger, spoke out against your amendment, saying it would tie the hands of the U.S. in its fight against terrorists. What do you say to people who believe that that's the case? In this new kind of war, the president has to have the ability to act.
Well, it doesn't tie this administration's hands at all, because what this repeal does is once the president signs it into law, it will remain on the books for 8 months. 8 months. Congress can debate a new authorization within 8 months. The 9/11 resolution, that was written, the one that I voted against, that was written in 3 days. I was the only one who voted against it, and it has become the legal foundation for all these wars. So you cannot tell me that we can't take 8 months and come up with a rational resolution where members of Congress can represent their people, voice their opinions, and vote one up or down.
That's Representative Barbara Lee, a Democrat from California. Congresswoman, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.